This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's around Montgomery County. Sean Bellent from the Carnegie Building, and my second visit here in recent weeks. I had a chance to talk to Sarah Wagner about Litchfield tourism. And now I'm talking to the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Big boss Beth Cherry with us, and we're talking about another exciting tourism event. And Mike Strubhart joining us as well from Strubhart Electric. Art in the Park coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And it's the first go-around for this event in Litchfield. A lot of excitement building. First up, Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just talk about you and the Chamber. You've been on the job here for about 3 months. How's it going so far?
Wonderful. I'm definitely keeping busy, and I'm getting out and learning more about all of the businesses in the area, and that's been really interesting, learning the history of how most people have gotten started and just trying to drum up a lot of networking opportunities for everyone here and our business communities and also the people that live here.
Well, you're about 3 months, I believe, into the job. Coming out of a pandemic and you tackle something for the first time, what's that experience like, a big event like this?
You know what, it's really exciting. I haven't actually, I just thought, you know, let's go in both feet forward and just try our best, even if we're one of the first ones to try that, it's a risk we're willing to take. Because we know that things are opening back up again. A lot of restaurants are allowing indoor dining, and we think this is an outside event, so it's still gonna be COVID friendly. We will be encouraging people to wear masks, and we have everything kind of roped off in different sections. And again, it's outside, so people are free to just roam around the park, stroll around, as they say, and enjoy our children's festivities. We have a pop-up bar and all of the artists being around in the park. So it's just a nice feel-good hometown event.
Yeah, this is Art in the Park going to take place pretty much where we're sitting right here. The Carnegie Building, downtown Litchfield, surrounding territory. These are events that have become quite successful, but you're really doing it your own way. It's not something where you have to be someone who can talk about Monet for 45 minutes to enjoy it. This is something for the masses.
Absolutely. We have children of all ages participating. We have adults participating. And really, you're just going to see a nice variety of people from our community that are, you know, local hidden artists and the things that they can offer and their creative side.
So that's coming up on May 1st. And what are the hours for this this first event?
The hours for this event, they're going to run from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, that's perfect. And May 1st here downtown Litchfield, that just seems to be the sweet spot. It's not typically too warm, not too cold, and just a great event, you know, especially for, you know, I can think of some seniors and others who are a little more leery of going to something in July or August when the mercury is up there a little bit in the thermometer.
Yes, of course. We definitely targeted this event to be something that we could just enjoy and not have the sun beating down on us. We're praying for no rain. So if there is a rain.
Now, a stroll down memory lane, that sounds like a great theme. We're in the bicentennial year in Montgomery County. Tell us about memory lane and the role it plays in the setup for this very first Art in the Park.
Well, we're just looking for people to share some of their memories of Litchfield or what Litchfield reminds them of growing up, and want to hear those past stories. We're going to have a awesome memory box where people can jot down their memories and share them with us, which we will publish on our website and Facebook and everything, just to remember some of the good old days, as they say.
And I understand the event's grown some more day by day, week by week. Just a great lineup here, first time out of the box.
Yeah, we are so excited that so many business owners have stepped up to be a part of this. And I think they share in our excitement about getting out in the community and doing something again to, you know, just kind of go back to normal in a way. And we are striving endlessly to, you know, make our businesses more known in the community, because a lot of times Certain members may not even know that a certain business offers things, and we want the business owners to be able to get in front of them and let them know the services that they offer, and you know, just put a face with a name, because that's very important. And as I said to you before, 1995 called and they want their networking back, and that is so true. Not everything can be done over social media, not everything can be done on web-based advertisements. So we're really hoping that this personal touch will help connect our community again, and we can see not only just this event, but more events in the future for everyone, including, you know, Park District and the city of Litchfield, the lake, tourism especially, which tourism kind of inspired this event, and actually they truly did inspire the event by placing a mural downtown, and so that will be wrapping up the time that our event is taking place, and so they were truly an inspiration and have worked endlessly for that. The city of Litchfield is providing a band for us, which is wonderful, and we're so grateful to have their support.
Sounds like a great opportunity to promote downtown Litchfield. I know it came up in the mayor's race at the forum you held, and you try to get some momentum going out of the pandemic, and this seems to be a great effort to do that, put the old downtown Litchfield marquee out there to the greater area.
Yes, and our fountain is going full blown. All of the guys from the city have been working on that, and that's always one of the prettiest parts of the Carnegie properties. And right now, as you see, they're mowing the grass, they're prepared, and getting the grounds ready for visitors. So we're very excited.
Yeah, we really needed one of our mowing sponsors, to come into play here. But we'll save
Precision
that for
Lawn Care's out there right now.
We'll save that for the winter, and then we'll probably have a snowblower going or something. This is a lot of excitement that you got, and again, a great partnership when you go across the hall. I imagine it's pretty nice to have the tourism folks across the way here. I was here just a matter of days ago before I talked to you. The first time and second time. Sarah Wagner over there at the Litchfield Tourism Office across the way. It just seems to be great, you know, when you're putting on an event like this, great resource to make this big event a success the first time out.
Yeah, Sarah and I have great energy in this office. We also have Rhonda Weatherford, who is my little office neighbor through the door there. And we just have a really nice positive atmosphere going in here. And she's busy working on Picker's Market, and I'm busy working on Art in the Park and some different things. And so we have a lot of high energy. We get excited and we celebrate milestones. And so I'm really grateful to have her here and also have Rhonda here, and the guys from the city will come in, or just people from City Hall. And it's really nice now that the doors are open to just be open and allow people to come in and check it out, see what the Carnegie Building looks like. And we're hoping in the future that we can have an event where people can tour it and kind of see maybe a grand opening event. But as of right now, we're still trying to keep a little bit low key with being an indoor situation.
All right, I'm doing this joke the second time. It won't have the same effect, but Mike Strubart, with my special investigative skills, I understand that you're involved in the electricity business. I checked your shirt, but semi-funny the second time.
Very clever.
Yeah, you understand. One thing you understand is logistics, and it just sounds like you have all of your ducks in a row for a great event that's going to be great the first time out.
We do. We've had a great committee, great group of people to work with, great sponsors. We can't thank all of those people enough. We've got all kinds of fun things set up. We've got a child care area, so parents can drop their kids off for up to 90 minutes, and they can roam around and free without having the little ones pulling at them and saying, "I'm bored." So they got some entertainment in there, some craft stuff for them to do. So we're going to have that. We've got some food. We've got drinks. Should be a good time. And then at the end of the day, throughout the day, we're going to have a silent auction running where you can purchase the artwork that is being created that day.
Well, you talk about having access to a babysitter. I know it's tougher these days to find a reliable babysitter. It's just, it's a different world. And I know they say good help's hard to find these days in general. It's just nice to have an event where you don't have to think about that. You don't have to worry about getting a phone call. I can't babysit after all. That's
And
that's a real gem.
It is. And it's a professional lily pad here in town, so they're professional professionals doing the whole childcare area in there, so there's nothing that you need to worry about when you drop your kid off.
This really is a great setting. I mean, this is I talked about downtown Litchfield, but what a great showcase for this, you know, this majestic building that they tried to figure out, what do we do with it? You know, do we put the mayor here? But now we have the chamber and tourism here. This is just a real showcase for a unbelievable centerpiece of downtown Litchfield.
I absolutely love being down here. I'm so grateful the mayor chose otherwise, because then I wouldn't have this beautiful office. And, you know, when I walk in every day, I'm so grateful. And I remember the library as it was originally. And it was always such a good memory. You know, when we talk about a stroll down memory lane, the library has so many memories with my own children. And now I get to situate myself here. And, you know, I'm just prepared to do a lot of good work for our community here and to continue to build relationships. And again, if anyone, you know, ever wants to kind of come in, you're always welcome to call the chamber office. You can stop in and see me, and we can have a coffee or have a chat. And if there are any business owners that are interested in joining the Chamber of Commerce, let me take you to coffee or lunch, anything. We'll talk about what the Chamber of Commerce can do for you.
On to the art aspect. This isn't just an outdoor art museum. It's kind of an exciting opportunity.
Yes, so that we will be giving out prizes and we have different categories: youth, junior, senior, adult, amateur, and adult professional. So they have some really cool opportunities to win. We have three specially trained judges that will be walking around, and they will have their own criteria. And I'm not exactly sure what that is, but we will let our artists know in a private meeting that we're going to have next week.
What is this great stuff? And, you know, great... A great opportunity to get out. I know people are just pent up. We had so many of those staple events last year that were canceled. This is really a great chance for people to get out and finally get some air and see people again. And this sounds like it has the potential to be a big emotional lift for folks.
Yes, and we hope to, you know, expand and build on this. So, you know, with it being our first year, we have done so much work and things that we think are just amazing, but we look forward to it being a bigger and better event year after year and just becoming one of those household events that people look forward to, and we would get more participation and a bigger crowd. We're just excited to be open and allowing everyone to come out and, of course, be COVID friendly. And, you know, you don't have to walk by. I mean, everybody will be nice and spaced out. You don't have to walk in a crowd. You can just kind of mill around and enjoy it. It's not just going to be a big, huge hustle and bustle event. It's going to be a nice, quiet and, you know, casual event. We will also have the Litchfield Party in the Park pageant signups that day. So if you're interested in signing up for the pageant, please come out and see us that day. We'll have applications on hand for you.
Well, this is pretty exciting. This is a great kickoff for the tourism season for the spring and summer. And I have to think there's the potential for this to really draw some folks from a distance. I mean, word gets out with social media and everything, Central Illinois, Metro East, whatever.
I agree with that. We hope to bring some people into town and see what we have to offer here in town. That's the point of doing this, to get people to come in, see our businesses, see what they have to offer them, and you know, help the community overall.
Anything else we need to know about Art in the Park? Where can they find out more?
They can contact the chamber office here. Beth knows all kinds of goodies about it. we are looking for some more volunteers and a few more artists yet. If anybody's interested in helping, just reach out to the chamber office. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the event, reach out as well. I mean, we're still taking more sponsors and definitely volunteers, so to help at the event.
No, volunteers are a beautiful thing, and it's just a great chance for the volunteers to get out and just be around people. I know it's been tough. It's been difficult. It's been unimaginable. And this really is kind of a ray of light on the schedule after cancel.
Yeah, we are so excited. We're ready to get out, get mingling, like I said, get in front of people again, and you know, kind of step away from our computers and the Zoom calls and all of those things, and just casually enjoy the day, enjoy the park, because this park is absolutely beautiful. We want to share it with the city of Litchfield because it belongs to all of us, and we want people to feel welcome to come out and sit on the benches and, you know, make a picnic in the grass, or you know, just enjoy the scenery, because this truly, the Carnegie belongs to every citizen of Litchfield, and we're hoping that we give them an opportunity to see it in a different light and enjoy it just a little bit more.
There you have it, Art in the Park coming up on May 1st, a great event debuting in downtown Litchfield. Beth and Mike, thanks so much for, I was going to say stopping by, but I'm the one who stopped
thank
by.
You for yes, stopping thank by. You.
Again. That's Around Montgomery County on WSMI.